When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The mattress, oh my god, the mattress right looks so bad. This is the logo. It's right here.
New year, new me. 1 year closer to Jin coming home.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a couple days.
Now let's address the elephant in the room. We are in a garage.
Why don't you go ahead and tell them why we're in the garage?
Okay, we're in the garage. My lease ended. I got evicted. I'm kidding.
My credit is gay, guys.
We're in a garage because, yes, my lease ended for this semester. And I'm looking at a new apartment now. Arguably, my dream apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Not staying on my shirt.
By SZA. Clarence Angela.
Wow.
What the fuck does SZA say?
I don't. My New Year's resolution is to sloppy kiss J-Hope on the mouth. Liza Koshy. Alcheska.
Well, guys, it's fucking 2023.
Woo!
Today, we're talking about...
goals! Goals!
Shall we?
We shall! Fireworks explosion!
Boom!
The anti-fragile explosion! Boom!
In a minute, bitch.
Yeah. Guess how long me and Clarence haven't seen each other?
Literally a day.
A year.
But before... How you been, bitch? You know how...
I've been good.
So we were actually supposed to have a Christmas episode.
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh, Jessica, like, when you free? And she was like, oh, I left. And then I was
this motherfucker was like, oh, when can we film a new episode? I said, I'm on the plane.
I was like, all right, the break starts now. Yes. So anyways... How you been?
I've been good.
Where did you go? Where did you go?
I went to the happiest place on earth,
okay.
Missouri. And then the second happiest place on earth, North Carolina.
You were going there for family.
Yeah,
though,
yeah.
Right?
So my sister lives in Missouri. Okay. I was visiting her for a little bit, and then we road tripped, me and my siblings and her dog, to North Carolina. You know how long that is?
I'm going to guess. Wait, if okay. I do the math correctly, okay. 13 hours.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wait, what the fuck? Actually, I did so much driving. Not as much as my sister, but I was driving. You know what was on, like, what I was listening to?
Was it BTS?
Really? Yes.
Okay.
And I showed my sister, she was like, this song's good.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, literally. Hold the wheel.
I did that to her yesterday.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to know where to eat. I was like, I'll press the gas, you drive the wheel. This is a joke for legal reasons. If you were the person that we hit 500 feet away.
Yeah. Don't press charges on us.
Yeah, we don't have any money. As you can
clearly.
We're talking about the new year, right?
Yeah.
What's the future without the past? So today we're going to be looking back into the past.
Okay.
And the past being what we did over Christmas break.
Yay. I was in North Carolina, in Missouri, with my whole family. And we have a dog. His name's Milo. My dad is in North Carolina for a job there. And so he was like, you have to bring Milo back on the plane. My dad bought the pet carrier, the biggest pet carrier that's still TSA approved. And still Milo couldn't like fit in it comfortably. So we have to check him in and it's fine. I knew he was gonna be super annoying. So my sister bought
CBD.
We got that bitch high.
Yeah, wait, that's what I did with my time.
And so me and Leon are in the A group class. You line up first, you go in the plane first. So then I walk in the tunnel and the person like that checks your ticket didn't even say anything that I was carrying Milo like this. We're in the plane and this flight attendant comes up to me and she's like, excuse me, like your pet has to be in the pet carrier. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. And so I like moved to the side to put Milo in. And she's like, you have to do that outside the plane. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, that makes sense. So me and Leon get off the plane. A bunch of people like go in the, like cut us in line. And so we put Milo in and he's already crying. And I'm like, motherfucker. I'm like, damn it. So then I'm carrying him. We get back inside the plane. And the same fucking flight attendant is like, where's your pet carrier tag? And me and Leon are like, what?
Wait, why is she making this so hard for
you? We were like, what pet carrier tag? Like, yeah. And she was like, it's a white slip of paper and it says where you're going. And I'm like, we didn't get one. She's telling us we need to get this pet carrier tag. And other people with fucking pets, there was like 4 people on the plane with pets. And she wasn't checking any of their carrier tags. So I'm like, where could we get this pet carrier tag?
Yeah.
And she's like, you have to go to the ticketing desk. So then we go to the counter and the dude's like, he's like, sure, I'll give you a pet carrier tag. He's like, yeah, he's like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, he's like, sorry, I guess they just didn't give you one when you paid for your pet carrier. He like writes it down like I could have written it down.
Yeah.
And so he writes it down and gives it to me and I have to attach it onto Milo's pet carrier so she can see. Mm-hmm. And at this point we're the last people to board the plane.
Oh my god, I would be so pissed.
Yes, I was fucking
like, my parents owe me life.
I was enraged. So then we finally get on the plane and I'm like, here's the tag, motherfucker. There we go. Like, she's like, she okay says, yeah, she's like, there we go. Like, like she takes like a breath and I'm like, okay, I'm you know that mean? It's like, I'm about to beat this bitch up.
Yeah.
It's like pretty much like a full plane. Yeah. Looking around for 2 seats for me and Leon to sit in, and we're going down the aisle and this motherfucker Leon,
your brother,
he points to this window seat, a singular window seat next to these 2 random people. He goes, is this seat taken?
He leaves me in dirt.
And so they're like, no, it's not. He leaves me alone with Milo. You can see him. I was like, what the fuck? The only seat that was available was all the way in the back. I put Milo down and he's like squirming and stuff. He's crying. He's barking because he's a spoiled bitch. And so I like unzip it and I pet him to make sure that I'm like, okay, I'm here. It's you're okay. Good. Just to calm him down. And the fucking same flight attendant comes up to me and she's like, ma'am, honey, like talking to me like I'm 6.
Yeah.
And she's like, you can't do that. You read the terms and conditions. You know what's so annoying? She kept saying, the baby has to be in the back. And I was like, I want to punch this lady.
How did this girl look?
No, she was old. She was old and white. Very much. I'm so sorry.
Betty
like,
Crocker.
Miss Karen. You read the terms and conditions, oh right?
Okay, yeah.
And she looks at me. She's like, you read it, right? And waits for me to answer. And really? I'm literally like, yes, I read it. I'm about to unzip this shit so Milo can come bite this bitch because I was really just so
bite
annoyed.
Your tail.
So the flight was 2 hours long. Milo was crying and barking the entire way. Yeah. And so what did I do? Sob.
You cried?
I cried so hard. If you go back in the, it's funny now, but when you go back in the text, I'm like, we are never doing this again.
No, I know exactly. Like, I could never bring my dog on a flight.
I was in the aisle seat. Milo was underneath the middle seat thing. Okay. And then there was a dude at the window.
So there was
the
an open seat next to you that Leon couldn't sit
in. Yes, that motherfucker! Oh. I get off the flight. Leon was like, how was he? Did he cry? And I was like, the Dallas to Austin plane wasn't bad.
How were those flight attendants? Better?
Oh, so chill. They didn't give 2 shits. Exactly. Honestly, I could have brought Milo out of the carrier.
You could have turned into a dog.
No, for real. The flight attendant was like, oh, it's okay. Like, she was like, yes, you can pet him. And I was like, thank you so much. And then when we finally got in the car, that's when the CBD gummies kicked in. Mm. That bitch was tired. Oh, yeah. He was high as fuck. Yeah.
Then you took one yourself.
No, for real.
My 2022 started really bad like that.
Yeah.
I remember my January 1st of 2022, I was like, okay, full transparency, I was very depressed. So I didn't even want to, like, this might be relatable to some of you for 2023. Didn't want to even, like, be conscious during the new year.
No,
like,
yeah.
It stresses you out.
A 1,000%.
Like, when you go from 21 to 22, you kind of, like, tweak a little bit because you're like, I'm old.
Thanks so much.
I fell asleep at, like, 8 p.m. 2021 going into 2022.
Yeah.
I literally didn't even want to be conscious. And so I went to bed and I was like, fuck it. Like, I'm good. Like, I literally don't even want to think about anything. I think I watched, like, The Great British Baking Show as you fucking should. And then I woke up to a freaking scream. It was like 2:30 a.m. I was like, what is going on? Like, my mom is watching. Like, a
happy new year.
Yeah, K-dramas. Like, watching a K-drama at 2:30 in the morning, whatever. And I run out because I hear her scream. Yep. And I see her, like, fling her hand.
Yeah.
And off of her hand flies a scorpion across the room.
What the fuck?
And I was like,
oh.
And I was like, I'm like, I'm pissed. And I was like, what was that? Like, what was that? I didn't know it was a scorpion, but I was like, I think it was a bug. Like, I was like, I don't know.
Scorpions are big, bitch.
Scorpions are huge.
Wait,
right?
Was it like a full grown one?
So then we find it. My mom's like, can you kill it? Can you kill it? And I was like, yeah, I can kill it.
Like, you killed a scorpion?
Yeah, I mean, okay, for me, I can kill bugs, no question. Like, a cockroach, a cricket, like,
yeah.
A spider. I'm not scared of a snake, bitch. I jump in front of it and let it kill me because I cannot.
Yeah,
I have
a picture
of this scorpion that I absolutely slayed. I killed the scorpion using a walis.
Okay.
Like a Filipino broom.
Yeah.
Like, I beat the shit out of it.
Oh my god.
I was like, ew. Kirby spammed and here.
Let's see. Oh my god! That's huge!
I know, and I killed it.
You slay!
And this is why men should be drafted.
What the fuck? How was your Christmas? Oh, also Maayong Pasko, everyone!
Yeah, I, first of all, didn't have any Christmas gifts until the 24th. One of the gifts I wanted to get was, I texted you about this.
Yes.
A sake set.
Yes.
So I go to H Mart to get these, like,
of
really
course
cute sake set. I buy it. I also go to the K-pop store at H Mart because I'm getting my cousin an ITZY Cheshire album.
Okay.
ITZY album, right? After these first two gifts, by the way, the first thing I got was an Anaheim album for myself. I almost didn't get the Cheshire album because I was like, damn, I spent too much money on myself. I go to the food court in H Mart. I'll put a picture of the H Mart food court here. So it's Christmas Eve, right?
Yes.
And like on every holiday, there's like those chain messages.
Yes, I love sending them.
It's like, Merry Christmas.
Yes.
May Santa Merry enter Slutness. Your chimney or some shit. Like, it's just like,
let me jingle your balls. Yeah. Like,
let Rudolph's red nose not be the only thing that turns red tonight.
Okay, girl. Dick the halls with balls of holly. Who the fuck is Holly?
Holly Jolly yeah. Rancher. Suck it like a jolly.
Give me that Charles Dickens.
The Polar Express isn't the only thing going through a tunnel tonight. I'm so good at this. Merry Christmas, whore.
Yeah, let me see that North Pole.
Pop your pussy to enter Kohl's cash today. And use whatever Kohl's cash is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pop your pussy in a Target today and use a red card or whatever the fuck it's called.
You know that TikTok sound that's like, what's your favorite color? Red. What's the color of your nipples?
But anyways, okay, so what were we talking about? Oh, chain messages. So I got a chain message. Was it from you? Okay,
I don't know. I send those to everyone.
Right? Mm-hmm. You sent, let's just read it.
Giddy up, jingle whore. Sexmas is here, and you've been naughty. All Santa has been watching you. He's coming to give you his big fat to get gingerbread. Just pop that peppermint put and wait under the mistletoe with a nice cup of hot cocklin. You better watch out. He's gonna make you cry.
Like, you can't miss it. Here I am eating my okay dog in the H Mart food court, mm-hmm. and then I have my headphones, my AirPods in.
Yeah.
I have my phone propped up on my water bottle, and mm-hmm. I get a tap on the shoulder.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is my worst nightmare. Turn around, and then someone goes, oh my god, are you Clarence?
Uh-huh.
And then I was like,
oh, a fan.
What crime did I do?
Why was I in the news? What felony did I recently commit?
Yeah.
Who did I?
Did my news get released?
And he was like, I love your podcast. I was like, oh my God. Like, thank you. Thank you. So like, he said that. I'm like taking out my AirPods. One AirPod just flies away. and the glow gangster is literally like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Like, I made him feel bad because I was so extremely discombobulated.
Yeah.
Only to be like, oh my gosh. So like when I'm trying to catch this AirPod, I knock my water bottle down.
Yeah.
And then my phone just lays flat, and it's Merry Christmas, whore. Corn dog in one hand, a half open and hype album. Oh.
No way you were opening the Enhypen
album. So literally, like, this fan, like, I saw him look at my phone, and I don't know how much of it he read, but he had
probably
to
all of it.
He, at the very least, you know that it's a...
You know what it is, and if... Message. Honestly, it's better if he knew what it was than know what it wasn't.
I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And then, so, like, I'm out here, like, talking to him, wiping the crumbs off my face.
Yeah.
Whatever, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I got my cousin a Cheshire album, last thing to update you on. And this motherfucker... I'll put in a clip. This motherfucker pulled both of my biases. Ryujin.
Oh, no.
For the big card, big shiny card. Oh, shit. And the big, like, tiny poster thing. And then she also pulled Yeji. And I was about damn near taking that home.
Oh, yeah.
Look, you see my reaction.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back from the break, bitch.
The next part of the podcast is a segment that we like to call
Asians Answer.
In this part of the podcast, we answer the questions that you guys send us on Instagram or TikTok. So we're going to get into it. It's a new fucking year.
Yeah.
What is your aspiration this year?
For me, since you already mentioned, 21 going on to 22 is a scary thing. Getting to know yourself a little bit more.
A little bit more. So, what do you mean?
Like, because I'm... graduating college, I'm
your whole identity of school is about to disappear.
Yeah, this is like the first time in my life that I'm going to know what I'm like outside of school without putting like a like letter grades or like numbers to you know, my worth.
I want to be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want
that's
I
a
want
good
consistent.
Goal. I like putting pictures with quartz. These two are really great. Like, taking care of yourself is productive, and then you don't have to be stressed or busy to be important, which I think are great quotes.
Are those your mantras for 2023?
Most definitely.
I was gonna ask. Like, yeah. For me, I think that's my mantra. What kind of person do you want to be?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, for everything that applies to a lot of things, like the podcast, for example. Do I want to be the person that runs a podcast that only makes people laugh?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I want to do that. Like, I want to kind of, like, just be a personality, you know?
Yeah.
But then same thing goes for, like, work or school. Like, mm-hmm. do I want to be the person that turns the assignment in on time?
Yeah.
Yes. Do I want to do the work? No. But I want to be the person that does the work.
You know what I mean?
My friend said one that was, like, you can't be mad about something you're not good at if you don't practice it.
Yeah.
So then I was, like, a lot of times in dance, I'm like, why can't I isolate, like, correctly? Uh-huh. And I was like, bitch, you haven't given it the hours, you know what I mean? So you can't be mad about something you haven't practiced.
Do you have any New Year's, like, superstitions? Because there's a lot of Filipino ones.
Polka dots, you have to wear a lot of polka dots.
Oh, yeah.
And that means wealth?
Polka dots, I think it was, like, I thought it was like a holistic, like, a good year round.
Oh.
Is what I thought it was.
Sense.
If I'm wrong,
no, my mom
I'm
was
so
like, the more
sorry.
Polka dots you wear represents more money, more wealth in your year.
Oh, it could be that, too. Yeah. I don't
and
know.
And you know what, Filipino, just materialistic.
Yeah, the second one, do you do this, where you put, like, spread coins around the house?
No.
Oh, that's, like...
That's
for wealth.
Okay.
Yay.
12 round fruits.
Yes! up.
I don't know what that means though.
Like for 12 nourishing months.
Nourishing.
Or also wealth.
Probably
wealth, nourishment.
And orange represents a band, bro.
No, literally. My parents don't really like follow superstitions. I went downstairs and I was like, fuck, we don't have 12 round fruits. Like, what are we going to do? Grapes. Bitch. We brought a basket of oranges to the Airbnb.
Yeah.
Exactly 12, ho.
That's
yeah. That's yeah. That's
I know. The Catholic God our country loves
that's
so much.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you jump?
Oh, midnight? I don't.
Okay, when you jump,
but I heard of that.
It's such a Filipino thing because you know why you do it? So you could grow that year.
Like, yes!
Like physically get taller.
I thought that was so funny.
I'm like, damn, we're all just short as fuck. Oh,
yeah.
For a little inch.
Yeah, what does that say about the Philippines if we have a superstition that allows us to
grow get taller?
And look at us. What is the male height for the Philippines?
Dude,
I think it's 5'3".
Can y'all believe I'm above average height in the Philippines?
I am
Yeonjun in the Philippines.
I'm above height in the Philippines. I think like the average woman height is like 4'11".
There was another one. My mom said that like you would run down the street with a luggage full of ice.
Oh!
And that means you'll travel like that.
Why
year.
Ice?
I don't know. Top like pop culture moments from 2022. I won't say the memes
oh
about Queen Elizabeth
god.
Dying were
hilarious. Oh my god. Oh my god, my favorite one. When Rachel Berry was finally casted as Funny Girl.
Oh! Jim and shirtless. That was crazy, bitch.
Oh my god.
That was fucking
it was
crazy.
Insane. I read text to do the picture and I was like, are you awake?
No.
I was like, what the fuck?
I was pissed. I think it was 11 DMs. Those are from my friends.
That's...
And then I opened general DMs and it was like 35.
Personally, I was a fan of Wordle.
Wordle! Someone asked me like, how was my year, right? And like,
yeah.
I feel like it was so easy for me. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
My question is,
uh-huh.
Top moment of 2022, if not two, top two moments.
One of them was finally realizing what I wanted to pursue for the rest of my life, like career, like I finally like honed in on it. Second one, ew,
your man.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm gonna kill myself.
It's just it's been a long time.
No,
coming.
Your man is great, so. Unfortunately he's great. Honestly, top moment, like one of them. I was on a dance team in college. Like I was on a K-pop hip-hop team mm-hmm. in college. Love them.
Yeah.
The friends I made in that. I remember hopping off the stage and then I like fell in tears. I was like, whoa. I didn't think
no.
I was gonna cry. Cause my closer was Megan Thee Stallion.
That's hilarious.
So then after I finished Megan Thee Stallion, her literally ending with eh.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, Second one, overall experience was Lollapalooza. Like
yes.
I've never been to a music festival before. I've never had the money to go to one. Like, mm-hmm. I really haven't. And, like, I was able to finally, like, get that for myself. I remember I cried after TXT, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then J-Hope, I literally cried the entire time. J-Hope, for me, was like, whoa. Like,
yeah.
That motherfucker is an artisan.
Yeah.
Like, that was the part that, like, really gave me chills. He was singing one song about, like, how people hated on him. And, like,
mm-hmm.
it was, I think it was What If. It was like, what if
yeah,
I
yeah.
had no money? What if I had no fame? Like, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't even look at the crowd. He had, like, this morphing version of himself.
Yeah.
And he was just singing to himself. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, that was my last, like, kind of hurrah in the Midwest part of America.
Mm-hmm.
Before leaving like permanently because
yeah.
I went to school there, did the whole nine yards there, and so I was like with all my guy friends, with all
yeah.
my girlfriends, and like so like that for me was like the highlight. 2022, like those were probably some of my highest highs. There's a moment in high school that I had my senior year
mm-hmm.
that I was like, that's the happiest I'll ever be.
Yeah.
And then those I was like, wait, hold on, like that wasn't the happiest I'll ever be. Whatever you think is the happiest you'll ever be is so false.
Yeah, it's just naiveness at,
yeah.
Just you being naive.
Nativity.
Sure. The natives.
It's just the natives.
Yeah. It's just being naive at the time. And then it's just like, I have so much more to
yeah.
go through. What are your favorite quotes from this last podcast season?
My favorite one is... Oh, I have one.
I have one.
Okay, mine is the... Y'all better rail
someone else. That rail.
Going
to rail somewhere else. Every single time I watch that episode, I skip to that part. Why is the God of War grabbing his God of War?
Well, you started to say hey whores every single time.
Yeah.
I was just like, all right, when is she gonna say it? Hey, whores.
Hey, whores.
And then I'm like, damn it, brand.
Okay, well, anyways, is that all we have for the new year?
I think so.
Have a great start to the year, everyone.
Yeah, everyone, stay healthy. Eat your fucking round fruits, bitch.
Yeah, eat your round fruits. If you don't have any crazy, crazy goals, there's nothing wrong with trying to set the year.
Yeah.
So just be like, for January, I want to learn how to do a cartwheel.
Yeah.
I want to get one puzzle done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Very small things.
It doesn't have to be crazy.
Yeah.
For me, it's solving world peace.
The
game on, bitch.
What the fuck? For me, it's
going to heaven. Good point.
Yeah.
Good luck, bitch.
I see you in hell, bitch. Yeah. What y'all wearing?
We're going to say bye like we normally do in our respective languages. Oh, we are going to have a P.O. box this year. 1, 2, 3.
Inga!
Thank you, Tammy. How was yours for the taking? Guess I needed a home. Good.
Hang on.
Yeah. How do you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
Okay.